Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the 2018 ARC PLC enrollment. It's that time of year again for producers on farms with base acres to enroll their land in the ARC PLC, which is Ag-Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage programs, for 2018. 2018 enrollment began November 1st and continues through August 1st of next year. To complete the sign-up process, a 2018 contract will need to be signed, and anyone receiving a direct or indirect payment, for example, as a member of a corporation, will be required to sign a 2018 Adjusted Gross Income, or AGI, form. Producers are reminded FSA requires copies of leases on new land you're going to be operating or renting out to a new operator in 2018. Now's a good time to complete your 2018 ARC PLC enrollment process. To better timely serve our producers, we ask you all to call ahead for an appointment so we can have everything ready when you arrive. Next, County Committee voting. The 2017 Farm Service Agency County Committee elections began on November 6th when ballots were mailed to eligible voters. The deadline to return the ballots to local FSA offices is December 4th next month. County Committee members are an important component of the operations of FSA and provide a link between the agricultural community and USDA. Farmers and ranchers elected to county committees help deliver FSA programs at the local level. They apply their knowledge and judgment to make decisions on commodity price support programs, conservation programs, incentive, indemnity, and disaster programs for some commodities, emergency programs, and eligibility. FSA committees operate within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws. To be an eligible voter, farmers and ranchers must participate or cooperate in an FSA program. A person who is not of legal voting age but supervises and conducts the farming operations of an entire farm may also be eligible to vote. Here in Cass County, eligible voters in the local administrative area 2, which is Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria townships, who do not receive a ballot, can obtain one from the USDA Service Center here in Atlantic. December 4th is the last day for voters to submit ballots in person to the local USDA Service Centers. Ballots returned by mail must also be postmarked no later than December 4th. New elected committee members take office January 1st of next year. For more information on the eligibility to serve on FSA County committees, visit fsa.usda.gov/elections. And now the fall acreage reporting deadline. Crop reporting is done twice a year. Perennial forage and pastures are reported by December 15th of each year for the following year. So December 15th of 2017 is the deadline for the 2018 perennial forage and pasture reporting. Spring season crops are reported by July 15th of the same year. So stuff that's planted next spring, 2018, that's reported by July 15th of that year. Crop reports are required for maintaining eligibility for certain USDA programs, including, but are not limited to, future livestock and forage disaster programs. We use it to establish cropping history, and all cropland must be certified or reported to receive the ARC PLC program payments, or if you want marketing assistance, loan proceeds. As a reminder, there's no late fee provisions available after 1 year beyond the final reporting date for the crop. So 2017 hay and pasture reports were due December 15th of 2016. Therefore, you cannot file a 2017 hay and pasture crop report after December 15th of this year. If you do not have a complete 2017 crop report on file, you won't receive any 2017 ARC PLC program payments that may be generated in the fall of next year. So get stuff taken care of. Next, guaranteed and youth loans. FSA guaranteed loans allow lenders to provide agricultural credit to farmers who do not meet the lender's normal underwriting criteria. Farmers and ranchers apply for a guaranteed loan through a lender, and the lender arranges for the guarantee. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of principal and interest on a loan. Guaranteed loans can be used for both farm ownership and operating expenses. Guaranteed farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, construct or repair buildings, develop farmland to promote soil and water conservation, or to refinance debt. Guaranteed operating loans can be used to purchase livestock, farm equipment, feed, seed, fuel, farm chemicals, insurance, and other things. FSA can guarantee farm ownership and operating loans up to $1,399,000. Repayment terms vary depending upon the loan type, collateral, and the producer's ability to repay the loan. Operating loans are normally repaid within 7 years. Farm ownership loans are not to exceed 40 years. In addition to the guaranteed loan programs, Farm Service Agency also makes loans to youth to establish and operate ag income-producing projects in connection with their 4-H clubs, FFA chapters, and other ag groups. Producers' projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization advisor. They must produce sufficient income to repay the loan and provide the youth a practical business and educational experience. Maximum amount for a youth loan is $5,000. To be eligible for a youth loan, an individual must be a U.S. citizen between 10 and 20 years of age. They must comply with FSA's general eligibility requirements, must be unable to get a loan from other sources, must conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work, and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating the project under the guidance and assistance from a project advisor. Project supervisor must recommend the youth loan applicant along with providing adequate supervision. For more information on guaranteed loans, youth loans, or any other farm loan, FSA farm loan options we have, contact your local county FSA office. And finally, marketing assistance loans. Marketing assistance loans provide financing and marketing assistance for certain ag commodities. These loans provide producers interim financing after harvest to help them meet cash flow needs without having to sell their commodities when market prices are typically at harvest time lows. FSA is now accepting requests for 2017 marketing assistance loans for all eligible commodities after harvest. For more information and additional eligibility requirements, please contact your local FSA office. For those producers who have taken out marketing assistance loans and used the farm-stored grain as collateral, we remind them that they're responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain throughout the term of the loan. Those that have marketing assistance loans need to make certain to maintain adequate airflow in their bins to lessen any chance of spoilage on that farm-stored grain held under loan. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.